Hi, my name is Ellen Harpold. I am a sophomore nursing major here at Messiah, and I'm here to interview my roommate, Allison Speck.
Hi, my name is Allison Speck. I am an undeclared sophomore here at Messiah, and I'm being interviewed by Ellen Harpold.
So when did this all begin? When did you have feelings that something was wrong?
It all started the middle to end of my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. I was sick all the time. I had a fever every day of like 100 to 102, and I was just tired all the time, and I just didn't feel myself. And I kept saying to my mom, you know, I feel like something is wrong. I don't feel well. I don't have any energy. And so she took me to the doctor multiple times, and they could never find anything. They ran blood tests and, you know, did checkups, and everything came back normal. Nothing looked out of the ordinary. So I graduated from high school, and I came here to Messiah in the fall. And it was around the time of finals that I started to notice a lump in my abdomen. And I showed you mm-hmm. and Josie, my two roommates. And, of course, you guys encouraged me to tell my parents about it. So I did, and my mom got me a doctor's appointment. And so I went in, and the doctor felt my stomach, and she said, I'm sending you for a CAT scan right now. So that evening I was in CAT scan, and then 2 hours later they called me and my mom and told us that they had found a mass on my liver. We didn't know if it was cancerous or not. They said they would have to run more tests. But a lot of people wondered, they said, like, how did you react? But, like, I was kind of just glad they found something, because I'd been searching for an answer for so long. I was sick all the time, and I knew something was wrong. And I was like, finally, they found what's wrong, and now they can fix it. But I never thought that it was cancer. That never crossed my mind when they first said it. Mm-hmm. I figured it was just a benign tumor, and it could be easily removed. When I found out that it was cancerous was in January, after they tried to surgically remove it and they couldn't. I woke up from anesthesia, and my mom came in the room and told me that not only could they not get the tumors, but they were also cancerous.
When you first found out, what was your emotions like? How did you feel, or what did you think about it?
When I first found out, I was, of course, scared. Cancer is a pretty scary word, I think, no matter what context you hear it in, whether it's you or someone that you care for. But I knew that God definitely had a plan for me through everything. And I just put my trust in him, and I knew that he would lead me through whatever he brought me to. So it was scary, but I had confidence that I would be okay.
Were you ever afraid of dying?
I was at the very beginning. It was just a very scary thing. The doctors told me that if I had what they thought I had, then I probably would only have 6 months to a year to live, and the diagnosis was really bad. So I thought about death, but I knew I would be going to a better place if I died, mm-hmm. but it was still a really sad thought to have to leave my family behind if that would have to happen.
Can you talk a little bit about the treatment that you received?
Yeah, I first went to Hershey Medical Center, and they told me that my cancer was too extensive and too complicated, and there was really nothing they could do for me. So my mom took me to Johns Hopkins to get a second opinion, which is where I had my first surgery, which was unsuccessful. So I went to the pediatric oncology unit, where I received 6 rounds of chemotherapy. I got doxorubicin and ifosfamide, which are two very strong chemotherapy drugs. And it was a long road. It was really hard. Probably one of the hardest things I've ever done.
With chemo, you lost your hair. Was this difficult for you to experience this?
I was never really upset about losing my hair. I knew it was part of the process. I think I was more surprised that it happened so fast. I got my first treatment, and within a week, I had no hair anymore. My mom loves my bald head. she likes to, like, rub it, so I don't know. And, like, everybody's always like, oh, you have the most beautifully shaped head. So I guess I take that as a compliment. But, yeah, it's never really bothered me.
Your treatment required you to spend lots of time in the hospital. What was that like?
That was definitely really hard, especially since a lot of my treatment was over the summer and all my friends were out, like going on vacation and swimming in swimming pools. I wasn't even allowed in swimming pools, and I wasn't allowed in the sun because the chemo made my skin like really sensitive to the sun. So that was hard, and it was boring sometimes. But you get to know a lot of really cool people while you're in the hospital. Like, I was on the pediatric cancer floor, and the kids there are just amazing. Like, you will never meet anyone like those kids. They're mature beyond their years. They're just like the most amazing people. And their parents are so strong, and the nurses are amazing to everyone. So I wouldn't want to do it again, but I'm really glad that I got the chance to meet people like that.
What else kept you grounded through it and kept you strong through
all this? Definitely my faith. I just really clung to God and just went to Him with everything. And my family, my mom especially, took care of me all the time. I don't know what I would have done without my mom. And my friends were really supportive, and like they sold t-shirts and did fundraisers. The community just like really rallied around me and supported me in everything and helped with my family's medical bills and with if I ever needed a ride for an appointment and my parents couldn't take me, or if my little brother needed to stay over at someone's house because we were at the hospital. Everyone was just so amazing through everything, and I really appreciate how much they really rallied around us and helped us out.
Do you view your life differently now than you did before you were diagnosed?
I definitely do. I often say that cancer was one of the worst, but also one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it just gave me an entirely new perspective on life that I wouldn't have had if I didn't have cancer. And once you face death and you like realize how short your life can be, you really realize how much you want to appreciate it and enjoy the time that you have here. I just know, like, there were days when I was in the hospital and I hadn't eaten for 2 weeks and I couldn't stop throwing up and I was just feeling miserable and I was so tired and so weak. And I would just think, I would love to just wake up and feel normal and like sit down and eat a meal. I wouldn't even care what the meal was. And so now I feel like every morning I wake up and I feel generally good is a good day. When a lot of times I think when I sit down to eat, like I'm just so thankful that I can eat a meal and not have to worry about throwing it up later or it making me sick. And every night I go to bed in my own bed and I just am thankful that I'm not in a hospital bed. And it's just really made me very thankful for all that God's blessed me with. And I think I took a lot of that for granted before.
What have you learned about yourself through this whole experience?
I definitely learned that I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Yeah.
If you would have asked me years ago, like, how do you think you would handle a cancer diagnosis? I probably would have said not very good. I mean, it's hard to imagine yourself in that situation, but I think I also realized the importance of my family and my friends and how important it is to keep them close and to let them know that they're appreciated because they were just so amazing through everything.
You are now cancer-free. Can you tell me a little bit about when you got the news that you were cancer-free?
I got the news after I had my second surgery. It was in July, July 7th. Mm-hmm. I woke up from surgery, and of course, the first thing I said was, did they get it? Did they get it? My cancer doctor was there, Dr. Loeb, and he came over to the side of my bed, and he was like, we did it. We got it all. And I was just, that was probably one of the happiest moments of my life. All the nurses were cheering and everybody was just like so happy. And my mom came in and my family came in. And of course I was still kind of like from the anesthesia, I was a little in and out. So I remember bits and pieces of it, but it was just the greatest feeling to know that I didn't have to worry anymore and I didn't have to fear anymore because it was gone.
Now that you're done, you have to, go back to your normal life. How hard has it been to adjust back to your normal life?
It's been pretty difficult getting like back into the norm, because your body is so worn down from everything that you just have to take your time and build yourself back up. I know my cancer doctor thinks I do things too fast. She always tells me, she's like, you know, normal cancer patients start at the shallow end and wade in. And she's like, and you just jump into the deep end both feet. But I feel like I want to get back into life and I want to just experience life fully right now and as much as I can. And I feel like cancer took up a large chunk of my life so far and I don't want to waste any more of it. I'm just ready to like get back into life, get back into school, get back with my friends and just enjoy what God has blessed me with.
Would you say that this experience has had a deep impact on your spiritual life?
I would say it definitely has. It definitely strengthened my relationship with the Lord. I realized that I can go to Him with everything and that I can trust Him with everything. And the one verse that I held on to throughout all this was Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. It just kept coming up over and over and over. And it's, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and hope. I held on to that because I believe that God does have plans for me and that He knows what they are. God is much bigger than cancer. And mm-hmm. That's just what I held on to through everything. And also the story of Joseph, with everything that he went through in his life at the time seemed hard and difficult and like nothing was going right. And then at the end of Joseph's journey, he says in the Bible to his brothers, what you meant for harm, God used for good. So I believe that this journey has really showed me that God does use all things for good and He does want what's best for us and that He will give us what's best for us if we trust Him.
You refer to this experience as a journey. How do you view this journey that you had now that it's over?
I think it was definitely a necessity in my life. I think that it was something I needed to go through to make me stronger and to give me this perspective that I never would have had. It was the hardest thing I ever did, like physically, emotionally, but I'm such a stronger person because of it. And I know that my story can touch others, and I want to do that. I want to go out and share my journey now that it's come to an end, and I want to show others what God can do if you put your trust in Him and give Him the glory for your life.
This has been an episode of Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.